Let's go back and talk more about the UK elections now. Polls, of course, predicting that Labour landslide. What are the national press saying then, Antonia?
Well, the national press, let's have a look at the Daily Mail. That's a right-wing paper predicting something they're calling Starmageddon. That's obviously named based on the name Keir Starmer, who's running as the Labour likely Prime Minister by the end of the week. Boris and Rishi uniting. That's Boris Johnson and Rishi Sunak. Boris Johnson has apparently come out in support of Rishi Sunak, made his first appearance on the campaign trail yesterday, even though he isn't really like Rishi Sunak anymore. After Rishi Sunak, he feels, stabbed him in the back during his prime ministership. So Boris Johnson has come out of the woodwork, and they're uniting to prevent what Boris Johnson said would be pregnant with horrors if there is this landslide victory for Labour. Also, the most left-wing government since World War II, which a lot of political commentators might dispute as an analysis. But as we say, with Labour 20 points ahead, others take a more jubilant view of this. The Independent front page, Tories brace for total wipeout. That's, of course, a reference to the TV game show in which contestants face physical challenges, often falling off from heights into water. And the Daily Mirror, a left-wing tabloid, 14 years of hurt never stopped us dreaming. That's a reference to an England football song that sort of talks about this idea of repeated disappointment and maybe one day a victory. Well, after losing four general elections, Labour might be in for some good news tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to have that song going round and round in my head now for the rest of the day. Here in France, though, of course, it's going the opposite way. It went the opposite way for the first round anyway on Sunday. We see more than 200 candidates now stand aside from the left and the centrist blocs as well in the hopes of blocking a far-right majority in Parliament. Will it work, though?
That's the question that Le Figaro has posed on its front page. The question is, you know, will voters apply? Will they enact on the instructions they're receiving from these candidates who stood aside? Le Figaro refers to these so-called orphans of the first round, those who voted someone through to the second round, who has now stood aside, instructing them to vote for someone else. The Figaro says there was their survey, several days before the first round that said 51% of voters had no intention of taking orders on who to vote for in the second round. But then again, 84% of NFP, that's New Popular Front left-wing voters, would prefer to see a victory for the Macron camp than National Rally in Power. Another big story in France today, Les Echos is talking about it. There was set to be a TV debate on BFM TV TV channel this evening, in which the left was going to be represented by Marine Tondelier, Secretary General of the Greens. Jordan Bardella of the National Rally was not happy about this. Somewhat threw the toys out, the Prime insisted it be very divisive. Jean-Luc Mélenchon, you can imagine why. Jean-Luc Mélenchon is much more of an electoral liability in the eyes of the left than this Green representative. After much wrangling, the debate has in fact been cancelled and candidates will instead, one by one, face questions from journalists. So a bit of a turn up for the books there.
Now, from one far right to another, this is an undercover investigation. It's into the youth wing of Giorgio Meloni's Brothers of Italy party. It's shocking many. How's this story developing?
Yes, so this fan page production company led an investigation into the Melonian youth. Now, they are proud to say that they boast thousands of members and are one of the most powerful political youth movements in Italy. And this undercover investigator was able to film fascist chants, racist comments, Nazi slogans and praise for former fascist dictator Benito Mussolini. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has had to respond to this, these findings, and she wrote a letter to her leaders within her own party saying no to those nostalgic for totalitarianism. That's what they've got on the front page of Il Giornale. And on La Repubblica, they've quoted her saying that her party has already come to terms with those racist and anti-Semitic parts of its history.
Now let's move across the pond to the US. Dissenting voices growing louder within the Democratic Party after Thursday's debate. Joe Biden and his campaign trying to calm, or should we say perhaps ignore, fears around his candidacy.
Well, ignore is definitely the word if you take what the Washington Post says. They say in private, Democrats panic for the Biden campaign. Everything is fine. This article talks about a steady stream of denialism from Biden's inner circle. They talk about the president remaining in a cosseted bubble in which everyone says it's going to be fine and that they're acting business as usual. The metaphor, the saying drawn on in this article is Nero fiddling while Rome burned. So condemnatory, the Washington Post has definitely made its decision, or it certainly this columnist has, on whether or not the president should step aside. Politico is talking about a digital blitz after the debate. Apparently, the Biden campaign, the morning after the debate, doubled the number of its fundraising emails it sent out, spent 10 times more on Facebook and Instagram adverts, and apparently had a real coup in terms of fundraising, sending around the message as well, seven things to tell your friends after the debate, including that it would be catastrophic to replace Biden at this stage. So the Biden campaign certainly is standing firm where it is.
And finally, the shortlist is out. This is for the Astronomy Photography, Photographer rather, of the Year. Let's have a look at some of the top picks.
Yes, so these are some very spectacular photos. This one taken in Iceland during a geomagnetic storm. This is middle of the night, obviously against this spectacular backdrop of mountains and a clear sky in remote Iceland. You've got these aurorae. Here in the Namibian desert, this abandoned house set below the Milky Way. The photographer actually put the lighting himself in the abandoned house to get that aesthetic. And last but not least, this in south of England in a beach, on a beach during a new moon. And you've got these very impressive mud flats under these very spectacular lights.
That is beautiful. It doesn't look like the south of England, either, I have to say, Antonio. Very impressive photographs there. Went out to all of them who took them. Latest news then, after the break, we're going to analyse the UK elections for you as well. So stay with us for that. Tens of